This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so listen, if you've got a spare, $2 billion and a really big sweet tooth, have I got a deal for you. Hostess, which was sold off in bankruptcy 2 years ago, has been turned around and is said to be ripe for a sale by the private equity folks who bought it. Steve Bertone is a senior editor at Forbes. He writes about the reinvention of Hostess and Twinkies in particular in the latest issue of the magazine. Steve, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Excited to talk some Twinkie today.
No joke, right? Take me out to Emporia, Kansas, would you?
It's a magical place. In Emporia, Kansas, right off the highway, is where they make a million Twinkies a day.
There's a half of the plant that's kind of old and run down, the old Twinkie, and then there's literally, you go through a door and it's brand spanking new automations, and that is what these new investors have wrought.
Yes, it's like Willy Wonka. There's the rundown part that feels like you're in an abandoned elementary school or something. Then you walk through these doors, there's bright lights and there's all robots and Twinkies marching down the line nonstop.
This guy, Dean Metropoulos,
yes,
he buys Twinkies, he and some partners buy Twinkies out of the Hostess bankruptcy, basically, and they find efficiencies and they work some magic.
It was a great contrarian play. The funny thing with Hostess and Twinkies was that the snack cake business, even when it was in bankruptcy, was still a billion-dollar business a year.
God.
So people were buying these
wow.
things. And the brand is special. I mean, when Twinkie went out of business, it was national news. People were selling Twinkies and cupcakes on eBay for $10,000 a box. No one paid that, but that was the bid. And suddenly when Twinkie was back, it was a homecoming. It was opening day baseball after 9 months of being off. And Metropoulos said that if they had just taken it over without it being off the shelves for months, they would have never had this great jump start that they had.
Give me the very quick backstory on what happened to the Hostess company, because it had been, they were making $1 billion a year, as you say, but there's a whole backstory as to why they went under.
So the old Hostess was extremely inefficient. And don't forget, they used to have the bread business too, Wonder Bread.
Yeah, the bread part of this and the logistics is the amazing part.
Amazing. So they had an old direct-to-store route, which means basically they had 5,000 delivery trucks dropping goods off a couple times a week.
Yeah.
And all the new places like Walmart and dollar stores have a warehouse distribution model where you ship everything to a giant warehouse and then independent delivery people come by and drop it off.
Right.
And Twinkie has the reputation of being the cockroach of the food industry.
Right.
The truth is the old Twinkie only lasted 30 days, and that wasn't long enough for a distribution model with warehouses.
Right.
So they did some creative chemistry, and they doubled the longevity. So now a Twinkie can last 65 days, and that allows the much more efficient delivery system. And now delivery costs are about 16% of total revenue, down from 36%, which is crushing.
The idea of Twinkies having even longer shelf life is frankly terrifying. But that goes to what this bankruptcy did for Hostess, right? It let Metropoulos and the private equity folks strip out the stuff they didn't want and take the good stuff, so to speak, that they knew they could make money on, and that was Twinkies.
Yeah, the beauty of this deal is that the bankruptcy did all of that private equity dirty
right.
work that private equity gets the bad rep for. So they didn't have to do any destruction. It was already destroyed, and they got to start from scratch, basically. And they did start from scratch. When they bought the company, all they had was basically five warehouses, the recipes for Twinkies and Hostess and Ding Dongs, and that's it. There was no shelf space. There were no employees. In fact, there wasn't even any sugar or cocoa or flour in
wow.
the factories. They started literally from scratch.
Did you eat a Twinkie while you were out there in Emporia?
I got to eat it hot off the conveyor belt. It was incredible.
Stephen Bertone, he writes at Forbes on a whole bunch of stuff, including Twinkies. Stephen, thanks very much.
Thank you.